So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. What's up, Steve?
Well, WGN's Eric Rung, who's always keeping me honest, sent me a story here that that while this is a bombshell leak, actually the original Roe decision was leaked as well, which I was not aware of.
I was not aware of that either.
No, along with the memo, I think, from Justice William O. Douglas came out during that in the 1970s. So it's happened before.
Dr. Mitchell Pickerell is the chair of the Political Science Department at NIU and a Supreme Court expert. How are you today, doctor? I almost said this morning, but definitely afternoon.
Doing well. Thank you. Happy to be here.
So Steve just unveiled that there was a leak. There was a leak during the last Roe v. Wade Supreme Court decision. Is that something you recall or that's on your radar?
There was a leak. It wasn't quite the same as this. We didn't get a full draft opinion that came out. I can't remember the exact nature of that leak, but there was a leak that opinion was coming out the way it was. But like I said, it wasn't, you didn't have the full draft opinion like we have in this case.
And were you shocked that full draft was released last night?
I was. Yeah, certainly I've been following the court for a while, and that's just not the kind of thing that happens. There have been leaks. Court clerks and others in the court have leaked that justices are leaning, voting in a certain direction or leaning in a certain way. But those typically, again, are leaked to a reporter and reported in an article, but you don't get the full draft opinion. This is pretty unprecedented.
It is unprecedented, and it's not going to change anything, is it?
Well, I mean, we don't know why it was leaked or who did it. Chief Justice Roberts has announced that that he's going to have an investigation about it. Presumably, someone wanted there to be political pressure, hoping that maybe something would change within the court. So we don't know. It's pretty typical. I believe this draft was dated back in February, and it's pretty typical for justices to draft the opinion and then circulate it and get input from other justices. So we don't know the extent to which this draft has already been revised or modified. This could have been a first draft, and we just don't know we don't know where it stands at this point.
About half of U.S. states are already expected to ban abortion if Roe v. Wade fails. So 22 states, largely in the South and the Midwest, have total or near total bans on the books, aside from Texas. And then 13 have so-called trigger laws, which would immediately ban abortion if Roe is overturned. We don't have a concern about that in this state, do we?
Oh, no, I don't think so. I mean, I think Illinois is going to be a pretty solidly pro-choice state, assuming that this opinion does come down, that the case comes down the way it looks like it's going to.
Lisa. Yeah, people have said that this was leaked to pressure the justices. Do you put much credence in that argument? And if that was the purpose, do you think it would have that impact?
Well, I think normally when we've had leaks in the past, even though they've been more narrow or limited than this, the speculation is that, someone within the court wants the pressure to be put, usually on one or two justices that you think you might be able to change their vote. Until we find out who leaked it and get the actual motivation, it is speculation, but that would seem to be part of the motivation. I think it's reasonable to guess that. And it's hard to know whether it will have an impact, because it's hard to know. We have a few justices on the court who are pretty new, and we don't have a long voting record, like Justice Barrett, for example. And so it's hard to know where the justices are within the court. So conceivably it could work. We believe, or we know really, that Justice Kennedy in 1992 initially voted to overturn Roe, and Justice O'Connor convinced him to change his vote. So anything's possible, but given the ideological breakdown on the court and what appears to be the split, it would seem unlikely.
Do you think John Roberts will campaign to bring another vote over to the other side?
Well, I think based on oral arguments and just Roberts' approach to decision making, I think Roberts probably would like to uphold this particular law, but not overturn Roe versus Wade and write a more narrow opinion. And so one has to believe he has made an effort within the court to get someone like Justice Kavanaugh or Justice Barrett to join him in that effort. But we don't know. This draft is a couple months old, and so we don't know what's happened on the court. We can speculate that there is some maneuvering within the court, but the court's secretive enough that it's hard to know for any of us who aren't insiders to know for sure.
Justice Breyer has talked a lot about the respect of the institution in the past years. Which would be more damaging to the respect for the institution, this leak that it's come out this way, or if when the Supreme Court issues its ruling, it does in the end uphold Roe versus Wade?
You know, it's a good question. In a certain extent, I suppose overruling a 50-year-old precedent in a way that looks brazenly partisan probably does the more damage. But I also think if you look at public opinion polls in terms of favorability toward the court, those have eroded over time and have kind of come down on partisan lines. And so either way, you're going to have half the country very upset, right? I don't think the court comes out of this looking very good regardless. I think that you're going to have a significant part of the population that is concerned about the court's legitimacy as a legal institution.
Dr. Mitch Pickerell is the chair of political science, the department at NIU, and a Supreme Court expert. We've got 30 seconds left. What does this mean for other laws like same-sex marriage?
You know, the clip you played, President Biden is suggesting that it could go further than abortion. As I read Alito's opinion, he says in the opinion that this opinion only applies to abortion. So again, it's hard to know. Certainly, the reasoning could be applied to other issues down the road, and we'll have to wait and see, I guess.
Well, you'll be hearing from us again. Thank you so much for joining us for Chicago's Afternoon News.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Steve is in the newsroom. He's got what you need to know next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.